This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, indeed. The Mark Cabale Report is brought to you by IC Light. Mark Cabale of the Pat McAfee Show, and a wonderful man to boot. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Are you going to Ireland, big boy?
Absolutely not. I decided not to, since the NFL has regulated the fact that all teams have to show up at the same time, and the Steelers had to move it back to their leaving Thursday and getting there Friday morning. I mean, what am I going to do? Just hang around the Ireland streets for 3 days and talk to people who with terrible towels on or in their pocket. So I decided to pull the old staying home card.
My God, you sound bitter.
Well, I sound like you from Monday, huh?
Yeah, kind of, actually. So wait, you had the opportunity to go and turned it down.
Yeah, I'm like you now, Joe. You know, the traveling just does not sit well with me anymore.
Especially with the injuries, I imagine. Bob,
that's only that. It's a miserable event for me right now. I mean, doing this for 20 some odd years, even if it is across the old pond.
Yeah,
I see no interest in myself of going there. Maybe when I was a young pup, I would have been raring to go.
Yeah. Well, you've had more injuries than Bo Bennett. Bob's on his way over there, and so is Crowley. So is Batco.
Everybody's over.
Yeah.
So is Carter. So is Jerry. So is...
Not Ray.
Pirates beat reporter Jason Mackey. Everybody's over there.
Mackey, I think, took Ray's ticket. Now Ray has to stay home.
Yeah, Ray was sitting right next to me. And Ray's like an old curmudgeon like myself. He's an old curmudgeon like myself, so he's not losing any sleep over it.
All right, well, let's get to the nuts and bolts of this thing. Actually, let's play for Cabale the coaching quote from Ben. This is Ben from his footballing podcast. Ben and Spence, I might add.
If I say that I think we're going to get out coached, is that controversial?
I mean, if you're telling the truth, it's not controversial.
I'll say this. I think Brian Flores is a very good defensive coordinator.
They'll let you know if it's controversial.
Yeah, sure. I'll say this. I'm going to say Brian Flores is a very good, like, he's going to call a good coordinator. I'm going to say he's better than Coach Austin, a good coordinator. I think Coach Kevin O'Connell is an exceptional offensive mind.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I just think that there's that working those things, they're going to find ways to try and exploit our defense, and the defense is going to try and find, which is what everyone does. I get it. I just think that there's a chance that it could
go sideways, I think is what he was saying. What do you make? Do you agree with Ben that the Vikings have a coaching advantage?
Well, I would imagine. I think they have somewhat of a talent advantage too, especially on offense with both those wide receivers as well. So I don't know, man. I mean, it doesn't take rocket. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out how to figure out the Steelers' defense. I mean, you just knock them around a little bit. I mean, I don't know how much things you can figure out with that schematically. I mean, what they've shown over the first month of the season is if you push them around, they tend to not play very well. So I don't know how, like I said, schematically wise, but I understand what he says about Stefanski. Stefanski is obviously one of the up and coming, if not the already there, offensive minds in this league. So if it is a coach,
Stefanski or O'Connell?
What did I say? Stefanski. O'Connell. O'Connell is one of the Stefanski too, I guess. But O'Connell is one of the up and comers in this league if he's not already there. But he has some talent to do along with it. I just am not a big supporter of a guy who can coach their ways to a victory. I mean, if you got the, it sure helps, okay. But if you have the players to play like they're supposed to, I think that trumps the scheme and the coaching abilities more than anything else.
Ben also mentioned that he's really down on Broderick Jones, and I think that is becoming a bigger and bigger story. I mean, I realize they didn't allow a sack. I think there were reasons for that. I don't think he played well again. He hasn't played well all year. What's happening with Broderick Jones? And is there a is Calvin Anderson, for example, a viable replacement? Should it come to that, big boy?
I wouldn't say viable, but I would imagine he's an option just for the fact that he's played in this league for years and can step in there and put it this way, he can't do any worse than what Broderick's doing right now. I mean, it wasn't a terrible game from Jones on Sunday compared to like week one or anything like that, but he needs to perform better. But it's not only him. The entire offensive line, man, if they don't figure this out pretty quickly, man, they're in a world of troubles here, because if you look at the numbers of Aaron Rodgers, there's a reason why he's throwing the ball in 2.58 seconds. There's a reason why they're 29th in rushing, and why he's been hit or sacked, what now, 12 times, something like that, hit 15 times, because the offensive line's just not doing their job right now, and you can't sustain that moving forward here. You can get away with it maybe in a couple of games, but not totally. So I think Broderick Jones is a problem, an issue that needs to be figured out, but those other four guys have to start playing as better too. So it's not only Broderick.
All right, then let's get to the tight ends. Particularly Pat Freiermuth, who they're giving a lot of money to, but not a lot of playing time or a lot of targets to. He's playing 56% of the snaps, which is less than at any point in his career. Is this understandable, or is it something they need to rectify?
Well, I think it's something they need to rectify. I think you need to have both of those guys on the field as much as possible with Jonnu and Freiermuth. But I noticed that the other day too. I mean, I'm like, my goodness. I mean, Jonnu's out snapping him basically every single game here, and Freiermuth hasn't really got many opportunities at all. Not only the money, but I think he has enough talent to be able to help this offense out. Now, I don't know if it just hasn't got to that point yet where they feel comfortable using the tight ends or know what they're doing quite yet, what they want to do with the two tight ends yet. But obviously, Arthur Smith is favoring Jonnu Smith right now. Maybe it's just, you know, the teams they've played so far. But yeah, I think you have to get Freiermuth involved in this game a lot more, in all these games a lot more than he has the first 2 weeks. I mean, you cannot go out there and just have, you know, one of your premier pass catchers, and that's what he is, let's face it. I mean, if he's not number two, he's number like 2.5 here, and just totally ignore him. So moving forward, I mean, just honestly, Joe, tight ends in general, whatever happened to this unbelievable great tight end room where we're going to be able to manipulate teams and be able to scheme people up into submission? I mean, I just haven't seen that yet at all, which is a shock to me.
Mark, are the Steelers utilizing the middle of the field enough?
Boy, I think that's been said about the past, what, 20 or 25 years now? Now, when did at least the past decade, right, since Heath Miller has retired? Oh, I mean, they just don't throw there. I mean, last year there was a reason why, because Russell Wilson was 5'6", and he was getting balls knocked down, so you can understand why he might not have wanted to go to that situation or that area of the field. But you now have the tight ends to be able to go right there. And you honestly, you have DK Metcalf, who's big enough to sit down into that zone in the middle of the field and be able to throw the ball. But we'd still have to just keep telling ourselves it is only 3 weeks. I mean, things can change in a hurry, but by past history, things don't seem to change in that area very quickly. So I'm sure you would love to see that, you know, materialize, but I don't know what gives us the reason why it would materialize if over the past 10 years it hasn't.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big boy, you sound mildly depressed. Are you okay today?
Oh, you know, just catching up on my sleep, you know, catching up on my rest.
During the interview, you know, or what's going
during
on
during practice? He's sleeping through practice?
Listen,
We have photos of you sleeping at a Tomlin news conference. Remember the owners' meetings?
That's fake news right there. But they moved practice up today, so they're practicing 11 to 1, mm-hmm. which is 2 or 3 hours early, which means I had to be here at like 8:30. So, you know, once you get off schedule a little bit, Joe, it takes a little bit of time to get acclimated. So that's where I'm at right now.
Are you here for the whole hour or just this segment?
I can do whatever you want, Joe. I'm trying to be as boring as possible so you let me go, but... No, whatever you
that
need,
led
brother.
To any, you any one of a number of retorts, but I saved them all.
It just made a moment of silence on the radio. That's never a good thing.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark Cabali is on the hotline. The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the Fan staff. Would you like the Fan to visit your game? Email usports@937thefan.com with your group name, main contact info, potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com. Now brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. Big boy, are you still down for just a nice piece of Italian bread with butter, with pretty much anything from soup to pasta to anything you're having? Are you a bread and butter guy?
Oh, absolutely a bread and butter guy, man. I even pass that down to the kid every time he eats any sort of spaghetti. He goes, "Can I have some buttered bread?"
Now, do you keep the butter like myself, and I believe Malzi does this? Do you keep a stick of butter out the whole time, like 24 hours a day, so when you go to put it on the bread, it's nice and soft? Do you limit?
No, Malzy probably leaves his ketchup out too.
You gotta put that in the fridge.
No, you don't. Then it's all hard when you try to put it on the bread.
Is your butter not going to melt if you leave it out?
No, it doesn't melt at all, Limits. You cover it up in a little butter dish, and then when you go to... Is this not a common thing?
Not in the Bechtold household.
It's not common, no.
I think it is common. Check the text line.
Sounds like a Starkey-Muller combination.
No.
People do it, but I think that was the 1930s. But I don't think that's a common practice nowadays.
Have refrigerators back there in the 1930s?
Why would you want to try to spread hardened butter on a piece of toast or even a piece of bread?
That fake stuff. You use that margarine, oleo.
Oh, okay. Well, I like real butter. In fact, I like Irish butter myself.
Oh.
Irish butter.
Little known fact, huh? Do you drink beer?
Who are you acting? Who are you talking to?
You.
Me.
Yeah, you're the guy on the phone. You.
You just said this segment is sponsored by Icy Light. So what do you think I drink?
He drinks Icy Light.
Now, are you a daily drinker? Do you have a few pretty much every night, or what are your habits?
I'm not waking up and, you know, washing down the old Captain Crunch with a bottle of Icy Light Mango.
Okay, so you're not on the Ron Cook plan. What are your habits?
At night, grab a beer, go down in the game room, watch some wrestling, watch some game. I'm not gonna sit there and get hammered, man.
No, I'm just curious. Yeah, I was just curious. So pretty much each night you'll grab a beer and go down for some recreation. Do the kids go
beer?
What?
Yeah, you know, honestly, one of the last times I had the big hangover, it's when you have the coming to God moment, thinking, why in the world am I doing this? I feel like crap.
Yeah.
So I tried to monitor myself.
Now, game room is an interesting phrase, big boy. Do you actually have games in the room? Are the kids go down there?
I got darts.
Darts. Darts and Monopoly going on in the Cabali game room.
Nah. Darts and Monopoly. Nah. Maybe I should have, don't they have those other goofy Monopoly games like Kennywoodopoly and stuff
like
Kenny-opoly.
That? Yeah, Kennyopoly. Yeah, and also bubble hockey. I figured I had you pegged as a bubble hockey guy or an electric football guy.
I love to play bubble hockey. Yeah. I used to play with Kenny Bunkport and Laird all the time in training camp. He used to hammer Del Gurdnick. It would be like 17-0, and Gurdnick would quit.
Yeah, you have. You ever played that limits where there's the one Dr. Longstick is your right wing, so you try to get
yes.
him. He digs.
I love dome hockey. I want to get a table for my basement.
So do I.
It's
my buddy
really
back in Buffalo has one.
It's so expensive.
There, he paid $2,000 for it.
Yeah, they're like.
But he has one, and we had a 7-game series. I saw him 2 weekends ago. I saw him. I hadn't seen him in years. And in his office, I'm like, let's go. 7 games right now.
If I ever go to
and then
one
they
arcade.
Play the anthem, big boy. They play the anthem before the game, and then you hit that button, and the puck drops out of the scoreboard.
Did you always have to be USA, or could you be Canada, too?
I'll be either, or Russia. I don't
pretend
care.
To be Crosby.
I like to be Tretiak in goal, and I don't pull him, unlike Viktor Tikhonov.
Joe, you're right on the butter. Argument. All the texters are saying that a lot of people leave out their butter.
Yeah.
Told you, big boy.
Everybody over the age of 60.
No, that's universal.
I can't believe how many texters are
saying
this.
It just makes sense. You pull out a piece of bread with dinner, you want butter that will spread unless you get the cheap stuff like you, and that doesn't count. I'm not talking about a tub of margarine that's easy to spread. I'm talking about a stick of butter.
I am not. That's like leaving a jar of milk out.
No, it's not. No, it's not bad for you. You have to cook.
I've heard people do it.
It doesn't go rotten. There's not like mold spots on it. It stays perfectly fresh. It's butter.
Well, if Malzy says it, it must be correct.
Exactly.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.